Okay, let's get into Tzfanya Perek Beis, as we are in the middle Perek of this three Perek Navi. And Tzfanya, in the first Perek, spoke all about the destruction that could occur if Bnei Yisrael do not do tshuva. In this Perek, he tries to give some chizuk and says, but if you do tshuva and you come back, then you'll be safe from some of the destruction, and you'll be able to continue, even if you go into Galus, it will be short-lived. And then the second half of the Perek talks all about the punishments that are going to happen to the other nations that surround you. Maybe that's afterwards, maybe that's to make sure that they're not besimcha when you're going into difficult times. But anyway, that's what the Perek is about. So, says Tzfanya, starting off with the first two words, Hiskoshishu Vakoshu. So what does Hiskoshishu Vakoshu mean? Rather, the Mesudas Sion says, Inyan Hachipus Vahalakita Hetev, searching out and gathering in. Like it says, Lakoshish Kash, when you get straw, you have to search out for it and gather it in. Hiskoshishu, so search out and gather yourselves, Vakoshu, and then also Koshu. What is that to others? Hiskoshu Vakoshu, so Rashi says, Hishvu Ma'asechem Ladas Konchem, be mashve, equalize your actions to the Das, to the actions of your Creator, meaning, Valachta Bedrachov, Hiskoshu Vakoshu. Be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look in Chazal, Rashi goes Chazal, the Gemara, the beginning of the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, is Koshu V'Koshu K'shot Atzvacha V'Yachar Kach K'shot Acherim. First work on yourself and gather and focus on yourself and then focus on others. K'shot also can mean, with a test at the end of it, can mean truth. Be truthful to yourself and then to others. But that's the message of first work on oneself and then work on others. The Sefer Hasidim writes in the Os Hei, right at the beginning of the Sefer. If Yehuda Chazid writes, V'chayev oso amochiach, if somebody gives tochacha, trying to improve someone else's behavior, they have to look at themselves first. V'chayev oso amochiach lochiach atzmo min aveira, uli asher drachav, kodem sheyochiach es chaveiro, shem lo yasakein, if you have the fault that you're trying to tell your friend to stop, lo yikam min chaveiro. Then it's nothing's going to help. Shekach amru, hiskoshu v'koshu, k'shot atzmacha v'acharkach k'shot acherim. So one has to work on themselves before they tell anyone else. This is also related to the thought that Rav Schwab has. Rav Schwab has the beautiful thought on the Haftorah for Parshas Naso, where he discusses the story of Shimshon and Eshes Manoach. What happens if you remember the Mala comes to her and she runs to her husband and the husband says, okay, I want to be able to talk to the Mala. So when the Mala comes back again, the wife calls and he goes and he asks, what are we supposed to do? And the Mala basically tells him the same thing that the Malach had told her. And Rav Schwab wonders, what is being added by the statement of the Malach to him over her. Vayomer li, vata al tishti yain v'shechar, vatochli kol tmeya, ki nazir alakim yenar min abetan, vayata manoach al Hashem, vayomer bi Hashem, isha alakim, shashalachta, let him come to me. And he says the same thing. He says the same thing about a nazir, and he's going to be a nazir, he's going to be able to drink wine v'chulu. Says Rav Schwab, no. The lashon sometimes of tochal can mean she, but could also mean you. What Manoach was really asking is that how could you expect Shimshon to be a nazir if I'm not a nazir? He doesn't see that in the family. And the answer the Malach says is that you're right. If you want him to do it, you have to do it. V'hanir bazeh, shafilu haya Manoach yodea dinei nazirus, lo haisa bakashasu ala bilchas chinuch, sherotza ladas, manase lenara yulad daika, shaya tamua beinav, eich yitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'av, legadel lechanech ben nazir. How could Hashem command a father to be megadel and be mechanech a ben who's a nazir, b'kdusha nosefes, ubi yisur ibn nosafim al shara'am, more than the father, imein hu ba'atzmo nazir? And the Malach answers, in Achinami, Shigam ha'aba shalanar, hayula tzorach lesnaig, kamo nazir. Mikol asher amarti ala isha, tishamer, tishmar, the father also. Tishmar could be nekeva, she, but also tishmar, you. And that's exactly what his koshuju v'koshu here is also, kshot atzvacha v'yacharkach, kshot acher. Again, like the Rebbe's, the Hasidish Vart of, I wanted to change the world, but I realized to do that, I first have to change my city. But then I realized the first I have to change my family, and then ultimately the first step is to change me. That's kshot atzmacha, v'acharka kshot acher. The Rinas Yitzchak says here, maybe there's another idea relating to this pasuk, based on the Klayakar at the beginning of Nitzavim. What the Klayakar discusses, beginning of Nitzavim, that's about Arvus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Arvus is a great siba for improvement in everyone's behavior. Ra la via bimisores bris charvus, Ki ha'arva siba gadola l'hashav rabbi me'avon. Why? Because if they don't do something, then I'm going to be held accountable if I didn't do my best. Pen yeh nitfas alav. Ki kol arev haroe. Let's say an arev indeed mamon sees. Shalovim mefazer mamono. He sees that the lova, the borrower, is spending and scattering his money. He says, don't do that, because I'm going to be held accountable. I'm going to have to pay if you waste your money. Azayu mochicho miyira pen yitztarech l'shalim ba'avuro. Kach bizman sheyisrael arevim zeh ba'adzeh. So too when Jews are arev to each other. Azay kol mi sheyish biyado lochiach. Biroso yachado rabim. Noti miderach haseichel. If they have the opportunity to be mochiach, hu machziro lamut. So then you're going to try to get him back. Vim halem yalem einam imenu harayu bim komo v'imo bim chitzaso v'cheta rabim talibo. Right. So then you're going to be held accountable. So kshot atzvacha. By doing that, kshot achirim. You're going to have to be kshot achirim if you want to protect yourself. So that's the kshot atzvacha and kshot achirim. They go together. If we have a real arvos approach, then we realize that our avodas Hashem and our neighbor's avodas Hashem are really bound together. So those are the first two words. It's koshu v'koshu, hagoy lo nichsaf. The goy that is not nichsaf. What does lo nichsaf mean? So Rashi, Radak, and others say from the word nichsof nichsafti, desire. They don't have a desire. They don't desire to follow Hashem. Rashi says, quoting the Targum, lo chamed lemesav lo orayasa. They don't have a desire to come back to Torah. Again, the first step is a desire. Right? Lo nichsaf, lo nisav elzeh. Right? The language of, we say it in Yedid Nefesh, nichsof nichsafti. Liros meher b'sefer zuzecha. The Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in the Hakdamah to his Sefer writes why he named the Sefer Kesef. He writes right at the beginning of the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. The Karasi Shema Sefer Hazeh Kesef Mishnah Yan Kibo Kosef Hanichsafim Lahavin Divrei Hasefer Hayakarazeh Mishnah Torah. Umeya Ozer Haamiti Yisale Eshal Ezer Vesiyo Yazreni Adver Kvot Shmo Vigale Inaviabita Niflaos Mitarazo. So Nichsof Nichsafi, he has a desire to understand the Rambam. What's fine, he's giving Musar to us, is that we don't have a desire, Lo Nichsaf, we don't have a desire to improve. And we have to try to improve and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate goal of life, to improve and to better, to have that fire within us. The Radak also quotes his father, another pshat, Eino Nichlam. Nichlam could also mean embarrassed. Eino Nichlam lo yavosh mi maisav, right? I'm not embarrassed from my maisim. Also lacking the midah that the Gemara says in Yevamos that every Jew has, Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. So now continues Sfanya. Make it not happen. Beterem led eschok, before the law comes. Kemotz of Aryom, before you fly away like straw. Beterem lo yavo aleichem, charon af Hashem, before the anger sets in. Beterem lo yavo aleichem, yom af Hashem, do tshuva before. Bakshu es Hashem. So what is it? Levakesh me Hashem. Pashas, the Abarbanel says, it means to daven. Kol anve aretz. All of those who are meek and humble in the land. The Radak says there were some Jews that were still tzaddik. Not everybody was Rishon. Ki af al pi shachatu rov Yisrael, nishtairu b'hem rabim tovim, v'yirei Elokim, k'mo sh'amar akele Eliyahu, like Hashem told Eliyahu, v'sh'arati b'Yisrael shivas alafim, kol ha'berkayim shalokaru l'baal. There were always some. So, let them daven. Bakshu was Hashem, asher mishpato pa'alo, whose mishpat is his pa'al, is his work. What does that mean? We'll get to it. Let's just finish the pasuk. Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, seek out tzedek and anava. Where the mefarshim say, because it doesn't come naturally, you have to seek it out. Ulai tisasru b'yom av Hashem. Maybe you will be hidden and protected from the day that Hashem has anger. What do you mean tisasru? You'll be hidden. The Radak says tisasru shalot tamusu. You won't be killed. I didn't say you won't go into exile. They're going to go into exile, but they're protected in exile. Ulai tisasru. The Gemara Chagiga tells us that by a number of psukim, the great rabbis cried. The Amoraim cried when he got to a certain number of psukim. Rav Huna, when he got to a certain pasuk, he cried when Rebbe Lazar got to a pasuk, right? Tanam and Amaram. Rebbe Lazar, ki madi like krabachi, v'lo yachol achav anososo, ki defal mifanav, right? When he cried when the pasuk by the brothers, when he couldn't answer him. Umat tochacha shal baser v'dam kach, tochacha shal gadish baruch ala chaskam v'kam, if we won't be able to answer, the brothers couldn't answer a human being, so surely we won't be able to answer a gadish baruch. Rebbe Lazar, ki madi lahai krabachi, Rebbe Lazar, when he got to the following pasuk, he cried, v'yomer shmuel al shol, Shmuel says to Shaul, right, when Shaul brought him up by the witch of Ein Dor, he says, why'd you bring me up? Right, Shmuel, the Mepharshim say that he was nervous about the din. Why'd you bring me up here? Maybe I'm going to be punished? So, and the Gemara talks about the din that he was brought to. But then the Kapasa continues, psukim with the word ulai in it. That's what made Rav Ami cry. Rav Ami, ki mati laikra bachi, yitain ba'afar pihu, ulai yesh tikva, says the Pasuk Eicha. Amar kule haivu ulai, with all that punishment that it's only ulai, or Rav Ami, ki mati laikra bachi, our Pasuk, bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, ulai tisas rubi amav Hashem. Maybe you'll be, if you're bakish anava and tzedek, it's only in ulai. Still in ulai? Amar kule haivu ulai? Right, that's what he was nervous about. How could it only be a maybe? How could it only be a maybe if it is something that is tshuva? So that's another important ha'ara on the pasuk. But the words mishpato pa'alo, what does that mean? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar has a couple of mamarim where he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that talks about this phrase. Talks about the Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very unique Mishpat. Ubier Bazeh. Right, generally by human being Mishpat, we do the best we can. B'nei Adam, Mishpatei B'nei Adam, Im Kishem Eskavrim La'asosam B'diktuk, B'kamakam Lo'yimali Meim Ivus V'avo. There's always going to be something crooked in Mishpat. Ki Ein B'kawach HaAdam Lishko B'diktuk Eskod Alachet. The judge can't take every single thing into account about this person's upbringing, about his lifestyle, about how it's going to affect everybody else in his life. We do what we can, we do the best we can. That's when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatzur tamin pa'alo ki chodru achav mishpat el emuna ve'ein avel. Tzadik v'yasharhu. There is no avel. And tzadku yachtav. Everything about the case. And what is important for us now, not only that, but during the mishpat, he looks at everything, even the good things about the person. He doesn't just look at this specific action. Asher mishpato pa'alo. Gemara in Yevamos ayin ches. Ba'asher mishpato sham pa'alo. When he does mishpat, there is his paul. Rashi there in Yevamos. B'makom shedanin es ha'adam sham mazkirim poel tzidkosav. Even when we are being judged and being punished, Hashem remembers her tzidkus. And that's what the Gemara quotes from Shaul. Shaul ve'ez beis hadamim. Shaul that was lo nispat ka'alacha, ve'beis hadamim asher heimis givonim. A good thing and a bad thing. Right? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the whole package of a person. V'nira, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, she'na kavana ban hagazu shel, ba'asher mishpato sham pa'alo lahoros, ki'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu shochech es pol tzidkos ha'adam gam b'shashuniton. Doesn't mean that even when he's punishing, he doesn't forget the good things that a person did. But it's just that as he's punishing, he's using those zechuyos also. Lin hogim opa hanhagam yucheda shol kiruv ulahaskez rov sidkos of his zechuyosav. At the same time that there's a punishment, there's also a kiruv. He goes, that's how it happens to Miriam. Remember the story of the end of Baal Oscha. Miriam is punished. Right? She's embarrassed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. V'yavio yarok yarak b'fana lo tikalim shivas yamim. And at that time of the moment of such a bitter punishment, what does it say? Fatisagir Miriam Michus Lamachanes Shivas Yamim, and the Am lo nasa ad heyasev Miriam. The Am did not travel until Miriam was finished, was healed. But osa onash gufo, at the time of that punishment, what happens? Miriam is remembered. Why did they wait a week? Because they remember that Miriam waited for Moshe Rabbeinu at the Yam Suf. And the Suf in Mitzrayim. So, Dafka, at the time of her Mishpat, exactly is the same moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh her with a tremendous chus. Again, there's another element to this, but we'll wait to say that a little bit later in the parak. So again, seek out, says Sfanya, seek out all the anvarit, seek out Hashem's mishpat, davet to him, and know that if you do tshuva, hopefully there is a chance. Ki aza, and now from here to the end of the parak, talks about other nations that will be punished. Ki aza, and it's sometimes some of them have a play on words, the Mepharshim say. First, we start off with the cities of the Plishtim. Ki aza, azuva tia. Va'ashkelon lishmama will be destroyed. Ashdod batzaharayim yigarshuha will be driven out in the afternoon. It will be shadud in the afternoon. The Ekron Te'aker. And Ekron will be Ne'akar. Again, all these are play on words. So those are the Plishti cities. Ha Yoshvei Chevel Hayam. And those that live near the sea, Goy Karesim. Tvar Hashem Aleichem. Hashem's word will be against you. Kinan Eretz Plishtim. Ave'aticham Ein Yoshev. You won't have anyone living there. All the ones who punished, right? So this is also maybe a chizik to Klal Yisrael, right? They'll all be punished. Those who do anything to you will be punished, but you just have to do what you have to do. Faisachemal Hayam, Nevos, Kros, Ro'im, Megid Rason. These places where the nations used to live will be places of pasture for sheep. Faisachemal Lasheris, Beis Yehuda, Alehem, and Beis Yehuda, Rashi says, when they come back from their galus, they'll be able to live in these places. But the Ashkelon, Be'er of Yerbatzun, Ki Yifkedem Hashem Alokeyem, Hashem will remember, Vishav Shavisam, and also Hashem will return those captives. Shamati Cherpas Moav, V'gidufei B'nei Amon. Hashem says, I've heard the Cherpa, the disgrace of Moav and Amon. What is that being referred to? Moav and Amon taunted Klal Yisrael. How did they taunt Klal Yisrael? 2 points. Number one, the Yalkut here. The Yalkut here quotes that when they went into the Kodesh Kadashim after the Churban, they saw the Kruvim. They saw the Kruvim and they started making fun of Klal Yisrael. Shamati Cherpas Moav, says the Yalkut, Ata Motse, Kivan Shagar Moavonis Venichlusu Avim La Yerushalayim. Nichlusu Imam Ammonim Moavim. So besides for Bavel, the Ammon Moav also joined in. Joined the party of destroying the Jews and the Yerushalayim. Venichlusu Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim Natlu HaKruvim Vahayu Machzirim Osam Bekalchusos Yerushalayim. And they used to take them around, they paraded them around. So again, this is obviously against the Medrash that says that Yoshua Melech already hid the Aron way before. According to this Medrash, they went and found the Aron, they found the Kruvim, and they paraded it. Unless this is not referring to the Kruvim on the Aron, maybe it's referring to some of the other Kruvim that Shlomo made, the big ones. Either way, they took them around Yerushalayim. V'hayu Omrim, and they said, Lo hayu Yisrael Omrim ein anu ovdim avodas elidim. Don't the Jews say they don't have idols? Rumayim osim, look what's inside their holiest place. They have these idols. Unbelievable. Why? So what's the answer? The Mefarshim talk about what's the difference between the Kruvim and the Isser of a graven image. What the difference is? The Tzivui. Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to make the Kruvim. That's the big difference. Once it's Kasher Tziv Hashem is Moshe, there's a big difference. And we're not serving them. We are using them as a symbol of connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the Yalkut. If you look in the Gemara in Yuma has a different pshat of this. They take out the Kruvim and they don't taunt Bnei Yisrael regarding Avodah Zarah, but they taunt them regarding Gilui Arayos. Remember that Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says there, let's just find it. Amrish Lakish. B'shar shenichrusu nachrim lahechal ro'u kruvim ha'mu'urin zebazeh. They saw the kruvim that were embraced. The Mefarshim wonder, the Ritvi here quotes the Rimi Gash. What do you mean embraced? Aren't they only embraced b'shar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the osim ritzono shamakom? Ain't osim ritzono shamakom? They're not like each other, looking at each other. Gemara Mabasra talks about that nace. So they saw the kruvim mu'urin. Hotziyam lashuk v'amru Yisrael alalu shebirchasan bracha v'kilasa klala yaskim zerim alalu. Look at this. Look at this Arayas. They're embracing in their holiest spot. So the Yalkut here on Tzvanya says they use the Kruvim to taunt them about Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Yuma says it's taunting about Gilui Arayos. But that same, now going back to that same piece of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Maimar Tzadi Ches, he quotes this Gemara too. No, it's about Hashem's love in the Churban. Even though when the Churban was happening, Hashem was very close to us. Hashem was karov to us. That Yosem shall akruvim mu'urin zebazeh. Mara al midas hakar kirva shall akar shparachu li Yisrael. Be'es hachurban. Hagam shall mitzad ma'aseim lo'yu kruvim li'os mu'urin zebazeh. Mitzad their ma'aseim. It didn't deserve that they would be embracing. Ach mishum ha'onesh atzmo. Niskar v'yisrael akar shparachu b'kirv gadol b'yoser. Dafka, when he's punishing us, he has to get very close to us. And therefore, that goes back to the phrase from before of Mishpato Palo, also referenced here towards the end of the parak. So again, I heard, Hashem says, Cherpas Moav, V'gidufe b'nei Amon, Asher Chorfu Asami, they disgrace my nation, V'yagdilu Agvulam, and they steal the Gvul, and they push the border back, L'chein Chayash Ni No Mashem, Chay Oni, No Mashem Tzvakos, Alkei Yisrael, Moav Kistom Tiyah, V'nei Amon Kamora, they're going to be destroyed. Now don't worry, they're going to have Scharva Onesh. Zos lahem tachas gonam, this will be instead of their gaiva, ki cherfu vayagdilu, and they blasphemed. The Malbim says they did all the averes in the book. But why are they going to get punished? Because what they did to Klal Yisrael and the Klal Hashem that they made. Cherfu vayagdilu al am Hashem tzvakos. Nora Hashem aleim. Hashem will be awesome over them. Ki raza es kol Elohei haaretz. Hashem will destroy all the gods of the land. Vishtach v'lo ish b'mkomo kol giei agayim. All the nations at that time, they will realize who's in charge and they will bow down and come closer. Skipping a couple of psukim, v'ravsu b'toch adram kol chai so goy, all of those cities will be desolate, including Nineveh, and the wild animals will walk there, gam kos, gam kipod, b'kaftore, yalino, they'll sit on the tops of their houses. Zos ha'ir aliza, this city of Nineveh, that we've spoken about a number of times already, hayosheves lavetach, that now sits in security, homer bilvava, niva afsiyo, that say, it's just me, and that's the attitude I have. It will be desolate, mar beitz lachaya. It'll be a place where wild animals can rest, and people who go by there will shriek and will wonder exactly what happened to this city. Brother Rav Dessler quotes this pasuk of Aniv Avsiyod in the Michtar Eliyahu in the fourth volume, page 17-18, where it talks about Alma Dikshot and Alma Dishkar. This is an Alma Dikshot. Alma Dishkar doesn't just mean that it has falsehood in it. It means it is falsehood. The ultimate world, Olam Haba, is truthfulness. It doesn't just have truthfulness in it. It is truthfulness in this world, but Hashem says there's going to be a time where we're going to see the embassy even in this world, and that's when these other nations will meet their downfall. Okay, we'll stop here in Perek Beis of Tzfanya.